Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's beat the waiver wire for week four. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier to talk about some week three injuries and then get to some players to stash on your bench for the waiver wire. And the idea here is, these aren't necessarily the big exciting players that we're adding because they had a big week in week two. We're adding them because hopefully they'll have a big week in week three and you'll be able to add them before that happens. So let's get to those. But first, we'll start with some injuries. And James Conner was limited at practice Thursday. It sounds like he's got a chance to play in week three. But if he doesn't, I've asked this to a couple of people on the pod already this week. I think it's one of the big questions. Would you rather start Darrell Williams or Eno Benjamin, and how high would you rank them?
Yeah, it'd be Darrell Williams for me based on essentially last week's usage is all I can have to work with. Yeah. I would not rank them all that high, though, either of those two players. Darrell Williams would be outside in my wide receiver, my running back three flex-ish range. Mm-hmm. What about for you there?
Yeah, I think they're both in like the 30 to 40 range. Basically, Williams, yeah, he got the goal line work last week, so we're hoping that that continues because right, that's been a really valuable role in this Cardinals running game. I think going back to the start of the 2020 season, there have been more touchdowns scored by running backs than games played by the Arizona Cardinals. So that's a pretty good indicator of how valuable that role can be. But I don't expect him to do much otherwise. I think he'd split carries with Benjamin. Benjamin would probably get the passing games role. So I could see Benjamin actually outscoring him, but neither would be higher than an RB3 for me. And let's move on to Jerry Jeudy, who has missed practice Wednesday and Thursday with that chest/sternum injury. They keep calling him day-to-day, but I don't know. I'm not expecting him to play at this point. And obviously, I think that's really good news for Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton, through the period where Jerry Judy's played, him and Jeudy have matched each other in targets. Courtland Sutton obviously did have a big week, too, but that was mostly after Jerry Jeudy left the game. So he'll be a top 15 or 20 wide receiver for most folks. Any interest in KJ Hamler if Jerry Jeudy doesn't play?
So, yes, I do have stash interest in Hamler. The issue is Hamler's also hurt, and he's coming off such a major injury that I feel like that one could linger even longer than Jeudy. So maybe for super deep leagues, keep your eye on Tyree Cleveland as some. Because, look, if both those guys are out, if the Hamler injury lingers and so does the Jeudy, someone mm-hmm. else is going to have to get the football. It's not going to be an offense that just goes to Sutton and the running backs like it has the first few weeks. So I would
love if it was Albert Okwuegbunam, but yes, not looking like that so far.
Nope.
All right. And how are you handling the Buccaneers wide receivers if Julio Jones and Chris Godwin are out as expected?
Yeah.
Evans, obviously, suspended.
Yes, suspended. I'm going to regret it, but I might dive back into buying into Russell Gage for this week. I know it hasn't been pretty yet, but the volume hasn't been awful so far. So I would say Gage would be the one that I have my eye on the most. But, you know, we could see a random Scotty Miller week any of these weeks.
Yeah, Tom Brady has struggled to complete deep passes, but he's been targeting Scotty Miller. He just hasn't hit on them. There was one that could have been a touchdown in that most recent game. So, yeah, Scotty Miller in your deep leagues, maybe more like a DFS flyer. Same with Breshad Perriman, although he was limited in practice earlier this week. I think he is going to play. Yep. Let's move on to some of those waiver wire stashes. Who are you making sure is on your bench if they're out there in your leagues?
Yeah, so the first one you got to make sure is on your bench is Sky Moore, the Chiefs rookie receiver in the second round pick. So it's been bad for Moore. He's mostly played special teams for the first 2 weeks. But literally, offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy said, I guarantee you'll see him on the field more moving forward. That's as good as it gets.
In fairness, based on his week two usage, that could mean 3 snaps.
Yes, it could mean 13 snaps like his week one usage too. Yeah. But I think the clear thing is they want to find a way to get him on the field. They drafted him for a reason after losing Tyreek Hill. So he's my number one. My number two is Rondell Moore at 30%. Why? Well, I watched Greg Dortch and that's the role they envision for Rondell Moore. It's going to happen whenever Moore is healthy enough to let that happen because they're not going to play Dortch over him. But you get a role like that Rondell Moore has, and that's a great place to be. He's 30% rostered in CBS League. Sky Moore was 43%. One you should always have on your bench stashing right now is Jameson Williams at 28%, the first round pick by the Lions they traded up for. You can put him in your IR spot in most leagues. Someone might already got beat you to the punch here, but otherwise I like that. And one final low one, Chris, that's like under 10% that I like is Wandale Robinson, the rookie second round pick for the New York Giants at 8%. The only player who's been productive these first 2 weeks in that Giants offensive passing game on a consistent basis is Richie James, who's like a, you know, journeyman, and he's playing the role that they envisioned for Wandale Robinson before he got hurt. So when Robinson is back, and that role has been 10 or 11 catches, I believe, for 100 plus change yards. So for PPR leagues, you can get him at 8% roster right now in CBS leagues, Wandale Robinson. He's a nice stash.
I'll also throw out there, and this kind of goes with the first segment, but Deontay Foreman and Chuba Hubbard, Christian McCaffrey was added to the injury report on Thursday with an ankle injury. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a problem for him in week three, but obviously given his injury history, Deontay Foreman and Chuba Hubbard, both 15% rostered. I would expect Foreman would be the lead back if McCaffrey was out, with Hubbard, you know, playing more of a special teams and maybe passing downs role. But consider adding those guys just in case something happens to Christian McCaffrey. And I'll also mention Jaylen Warren is someone who, you know, with Najee Harris's foot issue lingering since training camp, you know, there's a chance that he suffers a setback at any point. And Jaylen Warren, I believe, has played pretty much every snap except for the ones that Najee Harris has been out there for. So those are some of the other guys. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with updates on those injuries for week three. And we'll see you next time on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.